You know, no matter how many times I play that on the radio, I just never get tired of it. I still find myself pretending to play the keyboard there with Nicky Hopkins, playing a sort of imaginary keyboard. There are people who play imaginary guitar, of course. Not too many people play. I know some people who play imaginary saxophone, but not too many people play imaginary piano and do like Jerry Lee Lewis moves. That's the great British session keyboard player, Nicky Hopkins, working out with Quicksilver Messenger Service a couple of years ago on their album called Shady Grove. That's his focus piece there. It's called Edward the Mad Shirt Grinder. Edward the Mad Shirt Grinder. Of course, you know that. You're familiar with that. There is no truth to the rumor, and I've heard this rumor sort of popping up from time to time over the last couple of years that people on radio stations like this play 9-minute-long recordings like that in order to walk out of the studio and engage in other activities. There's I don't know how that rumor got started. That's the main reason why you hear 9-minute-long recordings on the radio, and it's just not true. Edward, the Mad Shirt Grinder, Quicksilver Messenger Service, and Nicky Hopkins. And Tyrannosaurus Rex before that here on WNEW-FM in New York. Vin Scalza in tonight for Allison Steele.
The 285 horsepower Camaro Z28 by Chevrolet.
Armor All presents Mr. Possum on his way to roadkill heaven.
Greetings, Possum. Nice tracks on your belly there.
Thanks, Mr. Raccoon. They were made by the bright, shiny tires of a brand new car.
No, actually, it was a 66 Mustang.
You're kidding.
No, they used new high shine Armor All exterior protected on the tires, and shiny tires can make the whole car look new. Oh, yeah.
Sure made an impression on me.
Armor All exterior protected, high shine and long lasting to keep cars looking new.
One thing you can count on with Bell Atlantic is that they will always put the customer's needs ahead of the need to get customers. That's unlike some long-distance companies, even the largest ones, who may call people and lure them into switching not only long-distance, but now, unknowingly, their regional toll service as well. Remember, those are calls that are not local, yet not quite long-distance. So be careful of what you agree to over the phone or what you sign, whether it be a new long-distance plan, a sweepstakes, or even a check from a long-distance company made out to you. That signature could be used to switch more than you bargained for. In fact, you could be switched without your permission. This practice is called slamming, and it's illegal. If your Bell Atlantic Regional Toll Service was switched without your consent, call Bell Atlantic to get your regional toll service back. Your phone service should be your decision. Bell Atlantic, the heart of communication.
For Bell Atlantic, New Jersey customers only.
Kawasaki is blowing the doors off the competition again. Come to Staten Island Kawasaki and choose from the legendary line of ninjas, starting from the 250 to the fastest production vehicle on wheels, the Kawasaki Ninja ZX11. Staten Island Kawasaki has, for immediate delivery, the full line of Vulcan cruisers, from the 500 up to the all-conquering V-twin Vulcan 1500. Come to Staten Island Kawasaki and get your best deal now on a new Kawasaki jet ski watercraft. Feel the wind in your face this summer on a 2- or 3-person jet ski watercraft. Staten Island Kawasaki guarantees their prices can't be beat. Come to Staten Island Kawasaki now, where you can walk in and ride out today. So let the good times roll at Staten Island Kawasaki now for the largest selection of Kawasaki motorcycles and jet skis available for immediate delivery. Staten Island Kawasaki is located at 457 Bay Street, Staten Island, or call 718-447-2020. That's 718-447-2020 for Staten Island Kawasaki.
Who knows where interest rates are going? At your Chrysler and Plymouth dealers, we know where they're going. Long-term interest rates are going down. all the way down to 3.9%. And they're staying down for 60 months. Not a year or two, or even three or four, but a full 5 years on every new Plymouth car and select Chryslers. Or choose $1,000 to $1,500 cash back, depending on model, which includes Plymouth Neon and Breeze, or Chrysler Cirrus Concord and LHS. This is the savings opportunity of the year. Low monthly payments on the cars you want for up to a full 5 years. Or generous cash back savings you can pocket right now, or even use towards your down payment. But don't wait. Even though the term can last for 60 months, this offer won't last forever. 3.9% for 5 years is only for a limited time, and it's only at your Chrysler and Plymouth dealer now. Financing for qualified retail buyers. 60 monthly payments of $1,837 for each $1,000 borrowed.
It's funny listening to that jingle. I grew up on that jingle. Only it wasn't for WNEW FM. It was for our sister station across the hall here. WNEW AM. And my father was a big, and still is to this day, a big fan of that radio station, too. Loves to listen to William B. Williams and the Make Believe Ballroom and Clavin and Finch. And as a matter of fact, for the first time since I've been doing radio, which has been for about 5 years now, for the first time since I started doing fill-in shows here, my parents actually have shown a degree of respect for me. Because I work now for the same company that Willie B. works for, you know? That Gene Clavin works for. So as a kid, I used to always hear WNEW 1130 in New York, because that's where they are on the AM dial. Now here I am on WNEW FM, and I get to have the same jingle on my show. I'm excited about that. Well, it's after midnight now. And I always feel much better after midnight, I guess because the radio shows, most of my radio shows, except for the shows that I did a year or so ago at PLJ, were on it late at night. I'm most comfortable after midnight. I always sort of feel as if there are no rules at all. All bets are off, so to speak. By the way, for those of you who are Nicky Hopkins fans, you should be aware of the fact that later this year, an album is going to come out that's almost sort of like a bootleg album, although it will be officially released on the Rolling Stones label. It's a session that featured Jagger and Wyman and Charlie Watts, as well as Ry Cooder, who's done a lot of session work with the Stones, and Nicky Hopkins. And I believe the name of the album will be Jamming with Edward. Edward being Nicky, of course. And that piece that we heard before was Edward the Mad Shirt Grinder. That's who he is. So you should look for that. I believe sometime towards the end of the summer or early fall that'll be out. And from what I hear, it's going to be very casual, very informal, with lots of studio chat in between the songs and stuff. Now, okay, so it being after midnight, I mentioned earlier that there's a story about Dave Herman and WPLJ, which I don't think has ever been actually told on the air, but Dave is the man responsible for that radio station's name now. As you know, for many years, that station was the FM station of WABC. It was WABC FM, and for many years it actually was a simulcast of the Top 40 format there at WABC. I may actually get into trouble for this, for telling these tales. P- people don't talk very much. People, there's a sort of an unspoken rule that you're not to acknowledge the existence of other radio stations, which is silly. We all know there are other radio stations. we all have push buttons on our radios in our cars. You know, we all go back and forth. So I hope I'm not blowing my gig here by doing this now. Oh man, I could be in trouble. But it's a simple, it's not a nasty story or anything. It's just a simple statement of fact. About a year ago, when Dave and I were working at what was then WABC-FM with Michael Cascuna and Mike Turner and Tony Pig and all of those folks over there, it was decided that the station would change its call letters because it was felt by management there that the station was not receiving proper credit in the ratings books, because people would simply say, "Have you noticed tonight that the sirens are active tonight? I wonder what's going on in our city tonight. We're hearing a lot of sirens in the room." So they wanted to change the call letters because they felt that when people were like doing reports for the ratings, that they would simply say, "Oh, I listened to ABC," and they didn't really mean that. What they meant was ABC FM. So they wanted to change, you know, the relationship there. And so we received a memo that said, "Does anybody have any ideas for new call letters?" And everybody came up with ideas for call letters. And they were all sort of the obvious cool things. You know, like WHIP. You know. There was one person on the staff there who will go nameless who wanted to call the station WPOT. But that was quickly voted down by the management. A man named Alan Shaw, who actually I don't think is there anymore. I think he's been booted upstairs, where he belongs, booted somewhere. Excuse me, I'm sorry, I have some negative feelings there. But it was Dave, who is a big Mothers of Invention fan, who was aware of the fact that Zappa covered this old rhythm and blues song, which is called WPLJ. And those actual initials stand for white port and lemon juice. It's a drink, presumably favored by old rhythm and blues musicians. And it was Dave who got the brilliant idea. And he went to management, he went to Alan Shaw, and he said, "Here it is, right here." And he handed them Burnt Weenie's Sandwich, that Mother's album, and said, "Here are the call letters, and here's even, you know, like a jingle for the station." And I don't know what they were smoking that day, but they agreed to it. They said, "Yes, you're absolutely right." So it's Dave himself who was responsible for those call letters. And I don't think he's ever had the opportunity to publicly admit that, and perhaps I shouldn't be telling this story even now, but there you go, I've told it. He's not there anymore. He's here now, and maybe he'll come up with new call letters for WNEW-FM. You never know. Maybe we'll be WPOT at some point in the very near future. I say WPOT, really takes a good time me. Yeah. Now, this, of course, is WNEW-FM. No matter what the title of that song is.
I'm a little bit corny, I'm a wild cloud waiting for you, broadcasting tower waving for you.
For a diamond sister, hide another one. She baited for the lime. She put the lime in the coconut. She drank and pulled up. She put the lime in the coconut. She drank and pulled up. She put the lime in the coconut. She drank and pulled up. She put the lime in the coconut. She called the doctor, woke him up and said, Doctor, ain't there nothing I can take? I said, Doctor, to relieve his belly ache. I said, get this straight. Put the lime in the coconut, you drank and pulled up. Put the lime in the coconut, you drank and pulled up. Put the lime in the coconut, you drank and pulled up.
Put the lime in the coconut and drink them both together. Put the lime in the coconut and you feel better. Put the lime in the coconut, drink them both up. Put the lime in the coconut and call me in the morning. Yes, you call me in the morning. If you call me in the morning, I'll tell you what to do. If you call me in the morning, I'll tell you what to do. If you call me in the morning, I'll tell you what to do. If you call me in the morning, I'll tell you.
Day coming tomorrow, cause it's here today. Even if everything is going wrong and your worlds are falling away, let them go their way. Don't blame the world that you see, and
don't blame me.
Don't hold on to pain and sorrow, for there's no
no great day coming tomorrow, but it's here today. So sang Biff Rose a couple of years ago from that Children of Light album. Biff Rose. Remember The Thorn in Mrs. Rose's Side? That was his first one back in, what, 67 or thereabouts. And that's Van Dyke Parks working out there on the Moog.